This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The gospel is defined, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. That is the gospel. We'll be talking about a little more about it a little later. I have been informed, and I believe it's probably accurate, that six more states have asked to join the lawsuit in Florida against the health care bill, which is a bunch of lies, a bunch of lying, wicked men and women who decided, just cram it down my throat. You couldn't do it. My faith stood against you, you liars. Amen. Thank God. If this judge accepts this, and I believe he will, that's over half the states. Amen. My God, what a bunch of communists, lying, blacks, whites, ethnics have come to destroy my country. Just like in the book of 2 Chronicles, a great multitude have come. You let them in. Lord, you let them come to my country, the country you gave to my ancestors. Thank God. You gave to my ancestors and others that are with me, their ancestors, so we can preach the gospel. And you let a bunch of ethnics come who are anti-American, anti-God. They hate God. Amen. They hate God. Amen. Now stand up, Lord. Show yourself strong on our behalf. Turn them back. Destroy them. Oh, Lord, to bite their tongues. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, interesting day. January 18th, 2011. Amen. The second year that Kathy D had lived in my house. She moved in on this day. The birthday of my older sister, she's 82, born in 1929. And I saw her last January 16th and hadn't seen her since. She's in an assisted living place. She takes care of herself pretty much, but she's got nursing care, physicians, whatever. Help. My younger sister watches over. She's only a dozen miles or so from her. She makes sure she has the best care, which I insist. Amen. Thank God. Well, today they called me about almost 1 o'clock. My youngest sister called, Kathy By, as an opponent, was here at the church. And my older sister was on the phone. She wanted to talk to me. That was denied, because that's what I wanted to do. So I went to the phone and said, hello. I said, this is your brother, Noel. She said, yeah, I know. She was really sounding great, upbeat, up in spirit, amen. And I told her, I was asking God to be able to talk to her, amen. She thought that was good. Well, so did I. That's why I asked, amen. So I said, how are you doing? She said, I'm doing pretty good. She said, at least I'm pretty. I said, yeah. Amen. That's the wit of my sisters. She said, yes, I know that. I said, you used to be the prettiest girl I knew. Oh, that excited her. Then you had a sister born. She quieted. I said, then you had another sister. That was three of you. Then I couldn't make a choice. That's the way I am. That's the way I am. I love you all. Love all of you. Don't love one more than another. Thank God. Not going to. You know what? Why? Jesus Christ in me loves everyone equal. Thank God. So, we had a nice conversation, and I said, be talking to you. Amen. It's a real blessing to have three sisters like I've got. They always thought my mother favored me. Only because there were three of them and one of me, and they couldn't rule me. So they had to find something to accuse me of. So they did. I laughed. They know it. They don't get very far with me. Amen. Now, that's all I want to say about that. This is a great time to be on the earth. It's a great hour. We've got wicked men and wicked women in the administration, in Congress, in the House of Representatives, and in the Senate, in the courts. Wicked. They don't look at things based on the Constitution. They look on things based on their opinions. Amen. Well, that's a real weak thing to do, since you don't even believe the Constitution when you hear it. You're just wicked. A bunch of wicked men. Wicked women leading my country. Trying to destroy it because they hate God. They hate God. I will say this, and I've said it before. Obama's health care bill violates the First Amendment. Violates the First Amendment. Well, how's that? Freedom of religion. Thank God. Freedom of religion. I don't need health care. I serve a God that keeps me healthy. And I don't need to pay for something that I don't need. And I stand up. I believe God for a lot of people. And you don't need it either. Unless you're lazy and unbelieving, then you probably need a whole bunch. But I don't need it. And to make me buy health insurance violates my religious right to worship. Yeah. I've told you, health insurance is insurance to get sick. So, that's where I stand. And, I'd stand before the Supreme Court and tell them, hey, I don't need this insurance. Amen. I don't want it. You have no right to force it down my throat and to make me buy it. No, I'm not objecting. I'm not a conscientious objector. I object to your damn lies, your wickedness. You know why? You want health care? Votes. Now, let me help you fools. I most certainly, with a compassionate heart, would say for the federal government to supply health care for those that are in a catastrophic state, but not health care for some snotty-nosed woman that's been pregnant 14 times and doesn't want to work. Amen. You got it? Are you getting it? 14 kids getting all kinds of medical, Social Security, food stamps, something. But today, I just feel so bad, I need to go have some physician pat me down. God. Oh, America's full of that. Full of it. No. 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 And for some 18-year-old kid, health care. No. Get a job. Buy your own. Up to 26. Good God Almighty. You know what that is? President Obama, that's votes. That's votes. Oh, let's go out and shoot it up. Let's go out and get drunk. Snort some. Doesn't matter if we get sick, overdose, we get free resuscitation. Thank God. No, I don't accept that. Yes, I resist the spirit of the government, the United States of America. Thank God. I said spirit lawyers, if you can read or hear, amen. Amen. Now, is there anything you'd like to say? None at all. Oh, you're really, you're a courageous woman. Would you turn with me to Romans chapter 10? Amen. Romans 10. We've been speaking, teaching repentance from dead works. Repentance from dead works. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Amen. Repent and believe the gospel. The gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, let me tell you about my older sister. She told me about 4 or 5 years ago. Now, you know how you sisters are. Amen. You want to be preeminent. Amen. She told me. She said, I can tell God one thing about me. That this man holds to his convictions. Not afraid to stand up for him. I said, well, thanks, Dorothy. I'm sure God needed your help. Amen. So,
I will share what your dad said about you.
What did my dad say?
He told your sisters that when everybody else left, you'd be still standing there.
That's right. That is right.
And I said this afternoon to you, you're the man in Dorothy's life right now.
Well, her husband's dead.
Right.
And her daughter's dead. And she's got a punk physician son. Oh, he is. Graduate, University of Kansas, medical school. Got his boards in neurology at University of Alabama, Birmingham. Is an author of a few books, co-author of others. Highly requested by many medical groups in the U.S. to come and speak. Amen. And on the staff at University of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, got private practice part-time. And he said, damn busy, he can't even come see his mother. Now, what would you like me to say?
What your dad said is true.
We better read Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10.
Got it.
Amen.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Romans chapter 1, verse 14, 15, Jesus came into Galilee saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, repent ye and believe the gospel. He went from repentance to faith. What? Repent, believe the gospel. What does that say? The word is not there. Either their mouth or their heart. I think it's heart and mouth. That is the word of faith, which we preach. The word of faith, which we preach. That if we shall believe in our heart, pardon me, we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we'll be saved. That's the word of faith. Kenneth Hagin said, God told him, teach the word of faith. Teach me. God never told you anything like that, Hagin. You blind man. You liar. God didn't touch your palms with his finger. Jesus didn't. Amen. I know better than that. You never seduced me. You never deceived me. God gave you a word. Go. All the world, preach the gospel. Every creature, he'll believe it. He's baptized, shall be saved. He believe not, shall be damned. And then, in my name, they shall cast out devils. My name, speak in new tongues. In my name, take up serpents. In my name, if they eat any deadly thing, shall not harm them. Now, that's what he said, hey God, glory be to God. I'm talking to Junior. Amen. And lands on the sick, they'll recover. Though he'll say, touch your hands when they get hot, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils first. You know what's wrong with America? They don't believe the God. By the gospel, they don't believe the Bible, but they sure try to tell you they do. And all they want's an offering. All they want's an offering. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That's what Jesus said to all of us. That's what he said to Billy Graham, but Billy didn't do it. That's what he said to Oral Roberts, but Oral didn't do it. That's what he said to Derek Prince, but Derek Prince didn't do it. That's what he said to Bill Bright, but Bill Bright didn't do it. That's what he said to Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin didn't do it. That's what he said to Ted Osborne. Ted Osborne didn't do it. That's what he said to Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland didn't do it. That's what he said to every preacher. Everyone. 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 That's what he said to the Baptists. The Baptists didn't do it. That's what he said to the Catholics. But the Catholics didn't do it. What he said to the Methodists. But the Methodists didn't do it. What he said Presbyterians, but the Presbyterians did that. They didn't do what Jesus said. Amen. Hypocrites, thieves, robbers, but give me some money so I can preach some more of this junk. Amen. That's what you said. Amen. The word is thy thing. It's in thy mouth, in thy heart. Does that say heart and mouth?
In thy mouth and in thy heart.
That's what I thought. The word is not in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is a word of faith. Bob Dylan, you fake you, all of you that was with him on satellite from 83 to 86 that God told me to take, amen. President K.C. Price, amen. Hilton Sutton, amen. Norval Hayes, Charles Capps, Brett Lickey, Jason Bell, all of you. No, you didn't do what the commission said. Thank God. Repent. Believe the gospel. The gospel. It's a word of faith. It's a word of faith. Not faith in money. No. Faith in the gospel. Faith in God. God supplies your needs. God supplies all your needs. God heals the sick. Keeps you healthy. Thank God. So you're bad. No, I'm not bad. I'm fighting a bunch of wicked, unbelieving devils and a bunch of wicked, unbelieving white people, black people, brown people, red people, what else? Some kind, some color. You're devils. That's all I'm fighting. You're devils. I don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities, governments, powers, abilities of the devil, brothers of the darkness of this world, spiritual weakness, high places. That's all I fight with. You blind thing. The word is nothing. In thy mouth, in thy heart, is a word of faith which we preach. You do? Oh. Now, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart, God raised him from the dead, be saved. Amen. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's time. For one of my boys to come up. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. 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 Amen.
I will enter the peace that's in my heart. Thank you.
watch this tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.